It's a new year and potentially a fresh start for the technology industry. In 2018, the world's largest social media companies and smartphone makers came under heavy scrutiny over privacy and competition concerns. So will this continue in 2019? And what about the future? Is this the year artificial intelligence becomes mainstream? Here to walk us through the year ahead is the ABC's tech reporter, Ariel Bogle. Hi, Ariel. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you, Kathy.
So 2018, it seemed like the technology companies were falling seriously out of favour with not just users, but the lawmakers. Is there room for recovery this year, or would you expect that we're going to see more of the same?
Well, I do wonder how many shoes there are left to drop when it comes to our privacy around data collection. But I imagine that the companies will at least want to start the year off on a fresh foot, at least. But they might not have much time, because I think there's some really interesting developments that might emerge this year. The first one I want to point to is the final ACCC report around digital platforms that's due in June. So, of course, our competition regulator is currently looking at Google and Facebook and its their impact on the Australian media industry, on digital advertising. And last year, they made some pretty interesting recommendations around improving Australia's privacy laws to protect us, protect the consumers, and also maybe a new regulator to keep a closer eye on just what is happening to Australian media thanks to them. And so it'd be really, you know, interesting, I think, to see the fallout from that. We've already seen a little pushback from some of the tech industry about those recommendations last year. But there's also another privacy law to contend with. Last year, Europe passed some of the strictest privacy regulations in the world, the GDPR, I think the Data Protection Regulation, and this really puts the onus on companies to fully disclose what they're doing with people's data, get permission to do it, as well
as... And that wasn't just those in Europe, it was affecting Australian companies as well, wasn't it?
Yes, anyone that has operations or customers in Europe. So it really had a great deal of significance for a whole range of companies. But it will be this year, I think, that we see the full reckoning with those laws. Of course, there were already some data breaches in 2018. Facebook, for example, had to disclose that about 50 million people had been affected by a breach where they saw personal data being accessible to developers. And the European privacy regulators are taking a look at that. And because of the GDPR, they now have much more extensive fines and things like that. So it'll be interesting to see how that plays out and whether it does change the behaviour of those companies.
And are we seeing a sort of growing demand from consumers for better privacy?
I think so. I think there is a growing realisation of just what is being done with our data. It's really hard, though, I think, of course, to give up that convenience, those free platforms that we've been sort of bred on and that we, you know, really rely on, I guess, for our social lives, for organising train trips, whatever it is, Facebook,
Twitter. The question
is
whether we're willing to pay for it to protect our privacy.
Absolutely.
That's the real question, isn't it?
Yeah, I think that is. And I think there will be companies that offer new models in the new year. The risk of losing customer data or being seen to do something that is quote unquote creepy with customer data might become too much of a risk. So we might see some companies looking at new business models to avoid that kind of risk that Facebook and Google and the others faced last year.
Ariel, what about the technology itself? Will we see any emerging tech in 2019 beyond the new smartphones and computers that we expect?
Yes, I'm really intrigued by the health space. So, of course, Apple has been pushing into the health tech space for a long time with its Apple Watch and other sort of fitness trackers that it has in the phone. I think a lot of people really got into tracking their steps and everything like that last year. But they're really looking at, I guess, medical devices at this point. Last year with the Apple Watch, they announced that it could work as an electrocardiogram, a way of sensing somebody's irregular heart rate. And I think a lot of companies, Google included, and a lot of startups are looking at this health tech space and trying to move away from those toys, I guess, where people just track steps or what they ate that day, and really moving into the high-grade medical tech space where they might actually have to seek regulatory approval and hopefully at some point even get the technology prescribed by doctors.
What about the progression of AI? Are we going to see that more in our lives?
I think so. I think this year we'll particularly see some movement around facial recognition. So at the end of 2018, Microsoft, which actually makes a lot of facial recognition technology, actually called for regulation. And this was a really interesting step. Of course, they are, you know, poised to make a lot of money from this kind of technology, but it was a big change for a company like Microsoft to start pointing out some of the risks. So I think the risks around facial recognition are obvious. If it's outfitted on every street corner, there is a great risk to privacy. It could be used in policing, and there needs to be strict laws and regulations around that. And for Microsoft to request that regulation, I think points to some of the debates that we'll probably be having this year, including here in Australia, because of course the government here is moving ahead with a national facial recognition database for use by law enforcement, but also in some cases for use by banks in sort of identity verification cases.
And of course, cybersecurity is the big concern and a major challenge for the government. Last year, we saw a huge debate around the government's My Health Record system. How do you see those issues playing out this year?
Cybersecurity, of course, was a huge issue last year, and I think we'll only see concentration on that grow. As you mentioned, My Health Record, there was a lot of debate about whether the design of that system was sufficiently secure. Of course, it was a centralized database, and that's what made it useful for doctors to put all that information in one place so you could move your medical records around with you. But by very design, a centralized database makes something more accessible to more people, and that's really what people were concerned about. But with cybersecurity, there's been continuous warnings around the move of cybersecurity into the infrastructure space. So I think a lot of people are familiar now with getting those emails when your email's been leaked, or your home phone number or your address. We're really familiar with that at this point. But a lot of experts are warning that this may be the year when cybersecurity threats start to hit infrastructure. So the risk here is that foreign national states or bad actors of any sort could be getting into our critical infrastructure, whether it be our water supply, our electricity supply, and that could be a means of holding a country or a company for ransom or anything else. So I think this is one thing that I'm sure the government is taking a good look at, but also for private companies, this might also be a risk for them this year.
And just on a final note then, Ariel, is there anything you'd personally like to see the technology industry reckon with this year?
Well, I think I have a list a mile long, but one thing I am really interested in is reckoning with the fact that so many humans are involved in the tech industry. So last year I did some reporting around the people that moderate social media sites or other websites, the moderation teams that decide when something is abusive or have to look at those horrible images that turn up online and make sure that the rest of us don't see them. I think there needs to be a recognition that that is a real job, an important job. And of course, these kinds of jobs are mostly outsourced at the moment to countries like the Philippines and Malaysia. And it would be really great for the technology companies to move that kind of work in-house, reward those people for that kind of work, which I'm sure and I've found from people telling me is incredibly traumatic. Mm. And equally, there needs to be a recognition too, and I think we can all take a look at this, the fact that a lot of the things that we think are sort of miraculous that just end up on our phones doing all that amazing processing for us are the results of people's hard work in countries like China, as we've been discussing.
Yeah.
So it will be really important for all of us and the companies to recognise that this year and perhaps reckon with it on a moral level.
Well, it's certainly guaranteed that our lives are going to become even more enmeshed with technology in the year ahead. So that's obviously going to bring us lots of opportunities and challenges. So we look forward to keeping abreast with it all with you in the year ahead, Ariel.
Thank you so much.
Ariel Bogle is our ABC technology reporter.